Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from The Message. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing and how you can get involved, check out our website, message.org.uk.
A piece of scripture that really bothers me. And I don't know if you're in, and as I've looked at it, it's become my favourite little piece of scripture. Mark chapter 7, verse 24, if you've got your phones, your Bibles, your devices, your dishwashers, whatever you bring, then Jesus left Galilee, verse 24, chapter 7, and went north to the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know which house he was staying in, but he couldn't keep it a secret. Clearly, he was going north. Clearly, he was going for a bit of a break. Maybe he'd booked an Airbnb. And right away, a woman who had heard about him came and fell at his feet. I mean, everybody knew about Jesus. Maybe because earlier on, in chapter 3, it states that when he's preaching by the Sea of Galilee, people from Tyre came. And here, her little girl was possessed by an evil spirit, and she begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. Since she was a Gentile, born in Syrophoenician, Jesus told her, "First, I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord. But even the dogs under the table allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates." "Good answer," he said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter." And when she arrived home, she found her little girl lying quietly in the bed, and the demon was gone. I don't like this scripture. When I first read it as a teenager becoming a Christian, and the first book they gave me in the Good News Bible was Mark's Gospel, and they said, "Read Mark's Gospel." I read through Mark's Gospel, and I was like, whoa. First of all, that's not very English. It's not very polite. You know, dogs. It literally calls her like a dog and says, well, you know, the crumbs I have to feed. And I think sometimes we can trip over this passage. And yet what I've learned is that this passage is a most unique and most magnificent. She is an incredible Gentile woman, and she is a sign of what would come. And she is carrying something that is unbelievable that so often we miss in this scripture. So what is it? Well, first of all, she was a woman. That was a strike down in the culture at the time because women had no status. Secondly, she was a Syrian, and a Phoenician, Syrian, means she was Syrian, but she also had Greek. And she was probably quite wealthy. But she knew what she wanted, and she came to Jesus and she said, "Jesus, you are my only answer. In culture, I'm nothing. In the Jewish culture, I am spoken about as a dog. But you know what? I believe that actually, if I can only have a scrap of what you are giving to the Jewish people who don't recognize it, that scrap under my table will actually revolutionize my life." In other words, yes, Jesus came for the Jews. Jesus had to fulfill that first. Jesus had to go through the Jewish process as the Messiah to do that, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles, Romans chapter 1, verse 14. But what she knew was that, okay, Jesus is feeding Israel, but if she knew that if only she had a scrap of Jesus, a scrap of his bread, a scrap, a little tiny bit of Jesus, that little bit of Jesus is so powerful that it would turn her life upside down. She got it. She knew who she was dealing with. Now, the word dog is interesting because it was true in Jewish culture. They would talk about Gentiles as dogs, scavengers, coyotes. And where I live, I have lots of coyotes around, and I try and keep my cat in because the coyotes really love to eat cats. But They're all there. And basically, they saw them as scavenging dogs. The word here for dog is actually pet. So he uses an endearing term. Okay, that doesn't feel comfortable to our Western ways. But you know, I've got a dog. My dog is called Alfie. And my dog is so happy when my grandson comes round because I never feed my dog scraps, gets fed properly. But when my grandson, who's one, gets in his little chair and starts to have meals, all the scraps fly everywhere, and who's happy? The dog. And I'm happy that the dog's there because I'm like, come on, Alfie, eat the scraps. And that dog is happy. But it's more than that. It's because what it is that she realized that even a scrap of Jesus will change your life. She realized that she had faith. She had courage. She had determination. She pushed forward. Even though she had no status, she knew what Jesus could give her would change her life. And later the gospel would go to the Gentiles. And all those who feel like they are dogs in this world, that feel like they're worthless, that feel that they are nothing, will receive the bread of life and they can receive salvation. And only a scrap of Jesus can change your life. Only a little atom of Jesus Christ touching somebody's life, and we minister somebody for a moment, but God can take that little scrap and he can use it years later, and suddenly that comes to life and that person is born again and changed by the power of God, because the power of Jesus is atomic. It is powerful. A scrap can create a universe in a moment because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that little scrap of power has come for the Venetian woman who needed her world turned upside down. And what happened? He looked at her and he praised her. Good answer. Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter. In other words, you get the theological thing that's happening here. I am preaching to the Jews. They will reject me. There will be a birth of a church. And then it will bless all nations through the Abrahamic covenant, and everybody will be blessed, even the Venetian woman who feel like they're scraps and dogs under a table. I'm going to take that person. I'm going to lift them up. I'm going to give them hope. I'm going to give them salvation. I'm going to give them dignity. And we are in the business of giving them the good news of Jesus to change people's lives. And we're always meeting people that feel like they're the dog under the table, that feel like they're getting the scraps of life, that feel like they've got nothing. But your job is to show them Jesus. And that changes everything. And the truth is, we are all the Venetian women, because we're the dogs, we're the Gentiles. We're the ones that Israel looked at, the whole of the world, and saw us. But Jesus came to save us, because I was under the table once. I was down and out. I was lost. And Jesus gave me that scrap. I know we don't like to talk, that moment of belief. And everything changed. My family changed. The demons left. And Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, thank you for this scripture. Thank you that so often we misunderstand it. And now, today, we learn something in our own hearts and reminds us that you were teaching a very deep message about covenant, about future, about the role of the Jewish people, but that you, in this woman, were going to fulfill the Abrahamic covenant, that all nations would be blessed as a result of the seed of Abraham. And we thank you for Jesus, who is the fulfillment of all that was promised to Abraham. And this woman, Lord, thank you for her. And may we meet many, many Venetian women whose homes are in a mess. It feels like the demons in the home, but Jesus comes And with that little moment, changes everything. Keep us believing, Lord, I ask today. Amen.
Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support our work or even get involved with one of our teams. Thanks for listening.